Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, where am I taking you today? Well, I'm taking you to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. For on this day in Tudor history, the 27th of November, 1582, 18-year-old William Shakespeare, who is, of course, known as the Bard, one of the great literary giants of English history, he married 26-year-old Anne, also known as Agnes Hathaway, at Temple Grafton near Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire. Vicar John Frith officiated at the ceremony, and the bride was pregnant. Controversy surrounds this marriage because on the same day a marriage licence was issued for a marriage between William Shakespeare et Anne Whateley de Temple Grafton. Some have claimed that William Shakespeare had intended to marry Anne Whateley, but that he was forced to marry Anne Hathaway because of her pregnancy. Others have argued that Anne Hathaway and Anne Whateley were actually the same person, and that there was either a mix-up with the names or that Anne had been widowed and that was her other name. William Shakespeare was the third child of John Shakespeare, who was a glover, a widower, that's a dresser of light-coloured leather, and an alderman from Snitterfield near Stratford-upon-Avon, and his wife Mary Arden. William Shakespeare's bride, Anne Hathaway, was the eldest child of Richard Hathaway, yeoman farmer of Hewland Farm, Shottery, who evidently knew John Shakespeare, Shakespeare's father, because John had acted as surety for him and helped him pay his debts. So there was a link between the families, they knew each other. Anne's pregnancy caused this hasty marriage, and on the 28th of November 1582, a bond was issued binding Fulke Sandals and John Richardson for the sum of £40 as surety for the marriage in case of lawful impediment by pre-contract or consanguinity to the marriage. This was because the ceremony was performed after only one reading of the banns, and William Shakespeare was also a minor, being under the age of 21. The couple lived with Shakespeare's father in Henley Street in Stratford-upon-Avon, which of course is now known as Shakespeare's birthplace and can be visited in Henley Street in the town today. And in May 1583, Anne gave birth to a daughter, Susanna, who was baptised on the 26th of May at Stratford-upon-Avon Parish Church, Holy Trinity Church. In February 1585, Anne gave birth to twins named Hamnet and Judith. Hamnet, H-A-M-N-E-T, not Hamlet. And these twins seem to have been named after baker Hamnet Sadler and his wife Judith, who were friends of the family. Sadly, Hamnet died at the age of 11. It is not known exactly when William Shakespeare moved to London or even when he started writing, but his plays were certainly being performed in the city in 1592. And Shakespeare was also an actor and a member of the company known as the Lord Chamberlain's Men. During his career, Shakespeare divided his time between the family home in Stratford-upon-Avon, the family home came to be the Great House of New Place in the town, and also dividing his time between the City of London. He died on the 23rd of April 1616 and was laid to rest in the chancel of Holy Trinity Church at Stratford. And his wife Anne and family and friends erected a bust of him in his honour, which can still be seen in the chancel today, along with his resting place. His wife Anne was laid to rest in the chancel following her death in August 1623. And their daughter Susanna, who married Dr. John Hall, so became Susanna Hall, was buried there after her death in 1649. Their daughter Judith died in 1662, and it's thought that she was buried in the church graveyard, although I don't think you can see her grave. I don't think they know exactly where her grave is. So a happy day for William Shakespeare, the start of a sort of new journey for him, getting married to the pregnant Anne Hathaway and starting family life at the tender age of 18, although I don't suppose it was that young for the time. So a happy day for the Shakespeares. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.